On August 22nd of 2016, a Missouri local public health agency received reports of three polymerase chain reaction positive salmonellosis cases. All three dined at the same local restaurant, Restaurant A, within the incubation period consistent with salmonella infection. A local and state joint outbreak investigation was initiated. A confirmed case was defined as any person who developed diarrheal illness after eating food from Restaurant A on or after August 1st of 2016, had isolation of Salmonella enteritidis from a clinical specimen with one of two pulse field gel electrophoresis patterns. Epidemiologically linked cases with either a positive culture-independent diagnostic test for Salmonella or no laboratory testing performed were classified as probable cases. We utilized FEX to enhance surveillance and interviewed cases by telephone using the standardized Missouri enteric illness form and an outbreak-specific questionnaire. The Missouri State Public Health Laboratory performed culture, speciation, and PFGE analysis on clinical and food specimens. The CDC performed whole genome sequencing, and Microsoft Excel and FEINFO 7 were used to analyze data. We had a total of 19 cases that were confirmed as Salmonella enteritidis. They were reported between August 22nd and October 3rd. Distribution was fairly even between males and females. All were white and non-Hispanic, and most were adults. Five of the cases were out-of-state visitors, and four were Restaurant A employees. Over half visited an ER, two were hospitalized, and there were no deaths. Isolates from 10 confirmed cases yielded the same PFGE pattern, and the 11th case yielded a similar pattern. During an inspection of Restaurant A on August 23rd, environmental public health specialists learned that several menu items contained unpasteurized, un- or undercooked eggs sourced from a small free-range poultry farm, Farm A. These items included aioli, salad dressing, and meringue, which is also called marshmallow fluff. 16 cases consumed a menu item that contained raw or undercooked eggs, and samples of raw shell eggs, egg whites, and marshmallow fluff were collected and submitted for testing on August 24th. This slide shows the PFGE and whole genome sequencing results on isolates from three stool and three food specimens from the outbreak. And there are also results on isolates from another outbreak that are highlighted in green, and those are included for comparison purposes. The primary PFGE pattern was identified in isolates from the 10 cases and also from the egg whites and the marshmallow fluff samples. The gel image here shows also that the secondary PFGE pattern identified in that 11th case is similar to that found in the egg whites and the marshmallow fluff. In addition, whole genome sequencing showed that isolates from the egg whites and the marshmallow fluff and also selected stool specimens with both the primary and the secondary PFGE patterns were in the same clade and highly related with zero SNPs difference. The isolate from the raw shell eggs, which is at the bottom of the tree, on the bottom right-hand corner, was not closely related to any of the other isolates from the restaurant outbreak. Illness onset dates ranged from August 14th to August 25th, and public health authorities ordered the embargo of the eggs present at Restaurant A beginning on August 23rd. In addition to the embargo and destruction of the eggs and suspect foods, Restaurant A agreed to use only pasteurized eggs in menu items that included raw or undercooked eggs as an ingredient from August 23rd forward. The owner of Farm A depopulated the flock and agreed to cease washing eggs intended for sale in his kitchen sink, and ill employees were excluded from food handling until released from public health supervision. In conclusion, the cause of the salmonellosis outbreak was likely raw undercooked egg products sourced from a local free-range chicken farm. Effective communication between healthcare and public health officials facilitated rapid response and control of the outbreak, and whole genome sequencing was highly valuable in supporting the PFGE results and epidemiological findings. The Restaurant A chef served locally sourced foods to provide a farm-to-table type of experience to his patrons. However, eggs can harbor salmonella bacteria regardless of their source, and food vendors and consumers should be aware of the risk. And thank you to everyone who helped with this investigation.